God is among us. The Christ, the Messiah, is here. On this first Sunday of Christmas, let us reflect on what this means. To some degree, we've each spent at least part of our lives consciously waiting for something. Not trivializing that with something like gifts or the final snowmelt. Perhaps we've been waiting for the birth of a child. Maybe the return of a family member from a trip. I have a friend whose daughter has lived overseas for the past 5 years, and I'm confident that that family awaits for the return of that daughter. Partly this is because we seem naturally tuned to looking toward the future. There were many religious groups, particularly in the United States during the 1700s and 1800s, that spent their time waiting. We've talked about before about the Ephrata community in Lancaster County, PA. They were so certain that the Messiah's return was imminent that they spent each day in what amounted to active waiting. In today's text in the Gospel, Anna and Simeon had spent their lives anticipating the coming of the Messiah. In today's text, they realize that anticipation. They see the Messiah and testify to this act of God and His righteousness. They are thankful that they have been blessed to witness the moment. Unlike others whom Jesus will come into contact with during His ministry, Anna and Simeon are open to the Spirit to work as God would. Not with their own notions of who the Messiah would be, except as prophecy said foretold. Indeed, Simeon provides a warning about what this will be for Mary. Today's Old Testament scripture from Isaiah also speaks of what God has done, that He has clothed the prophet in clothing made from God's righteousness, since that has value, and ours never is adequate. We know on this side of the cross that this righteousness we are clothed in is Jesus the Christ and His cross. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, exhorts them, as the recipients of God's Spirit and the new life they have because of that grace. Now, these are foundational points, all having to do with God's blessing of us, His people. In this Advent season, and, for that matter, this pandemic wilderness, we have talked often about how we can respond to that divine love and His righteous acts for us. Anna and Simeon waited for the Messiah to come. We don't know what else they did outside of coming to the temple to pray for that, and indeed, we have ample modern examples of much the same, particularly in Catholicism, where religious communities dedicate themselves similarly. Yet, in general, we, as God's people, seem to not be so focused. Now, I would say that that's fine. We spend our days, hopefully, in the application of whatever blessing God has given us in order to glorify Him. We can do more. With the Messiah here among us, we each have opportunities to reflect Him in our lives beyond our vocations. This week I had occasion to reflect and experience this firsthand. Our good friend in Boston, Marie, has COVID and widowed in her 80s. She's taking care of herself at home, since she is not in such severe condition as to require constant care. Yet she still needs to have her condition checked. Her pre-existing conditions remain, her vital signs need to be taken, and oxygen levels checked. Some of that is easy. The thermometer and blood pressure cuffs are there because Marie already had them. But she lacked the oxygen meter and needed one. With Christmas at hand and COVID romping through the Boston area, as it here is here among us, there was no one who was charged with Marie's care. So I called a high school classmate, Chrissy, who lives in that area, and asked if she would take on the task. She didn't ask any more questions. She didn't give any excuses. She didn't observe that Marie was a total stranger. In fact, she acted, and she actually thanked me for the opportunity, for reaching out to her to be part of helping somebody in need. I checked in on Marie on Wednesday, and she was beside herself with thanksgiving. Chrissy had been there, spoken with her distance, and delivered the meter. It was a small thing. Maybe a bit more than an hour of effort and a 15-mile round-trip drive, but it was huge for Marie. Marie felt the warmth of human compassion and kindness from a total stranger who undertook the errand simply because it is what we as people on this earth are supposed to do. It was indeed a Christ moment for Marie, for Chrissy, for Marie's family in the Northern Kingdom of Vermont trying to help her from afar, and for me. At that same time, without me asking him to do so, my son Josh had contacted a local store to deliver a care package for Marie. another act of kindness, one that Marie had not asked for and didn't expect. Her reaction came through the phone to me. It was that palpable. It underscored to me how linked we are in creation and how much we need and depend on each other, whether we realize it or not. Years ago, I experienced a similar moment, and I've talked some about it in the past. I was on the receiving end when in Pearl Harbor for a couple of weeks during an Advent way back when. At church there one Sunday, I happened on a church event of bringing in canned items for a food pantry. I was a stranger, just visiting, and had no such items. The family sharing the pew with me noticed that, and wanting me to be able to be a part of what the congregation was doing, came over to me and shared their canned goods. Not a big deal. But it was a Jesus moment, simply because they noticed me, that I was a stranger, and they wanted me to feel a part of the whole. Now, the literal application of the end of today's Isaiah's text refers to Jerusalem, but I think we can take those verses and consider them as applicable to us. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. We are not just nondescript rocks of no consequence. We are God's own, and as such can and should be a crown of splendor in his hand. Anna and Simeon were waiting for the first coming. We in this time are between the comings. As such, I suggest that our appropriate activity in response to our sonship, as Paul calls it, is to be about what he calls us to do. Now, this is something we regularly talk about, and I think we cannot talk too much about it. But this week, with the remembrance of God Emmanuel fresh in our minds and hearts, consider each day in its offerings of how you, we, can be true sons and daughters of God. Consider the example of Chrissy. What Chrissy did was not just pick up and deliver a piece of equipment, important as that was, but showing up on Marie's porch was a very real manifestation of what God wishes of us. Cheerfully caring for each other with a personal touch is an important activity for each of us, not just for a pastor or a deacon. The question we should ask each of ourselves is what we've done daily, or at least recently, to go out of our way to be the hand of God, to have our own Jesus moments. Are you a crown of splendor, or just another rock of no consequence? By God's grace alone, in faith alone, in Christ alone, through Scripture alone, we are called and empowered to glorify God alone in our every moment. Seize on those Jesus moments. Sola Dea Gloria. Amen.